Are you an expert marksman, or are you new to bow hunting? Hey, join me as we explore how God uses our moments of strain to prepare us for greater things. Wow, it's great to be back here out in the outdoors. You know, I love this time of year, beautiful fall foliage. I love it. Bow season's just been in for a few days and man, hey, just loving it out here. So that's what I want to talk to you just real quick about today is about bow hunting and tell you a little bit about bows, okay? So real quickly, there is about three different types of bows. Now, four if you want to count the crossbow, but let's just talk about three similar bows, which would be the long bow, the recurve bow, or the compound bow, what I shoot. If you shoot a long bow or a recurve bow, I'm probably not going to teach you much here. You probably know a little bit more about bow hunting and archery than I do, okay? Because here's the difference. When you're shooting a long bow or a recurve bow, it's more about instinctive shooting. So it takes a lot of practice, right? There's no sights on there or anything like that on your bow. On this bow, you can tell I have a sight right here that I use, okay, a pin. I'll tell you more about that here in just a second. So, and another thing about the difference between a longbow and a recurve and a compound is the strain of pulling the string back, right? Okay, so here's what you got. On a compound bow, what makes it a compound bow? Well, you've got these cams here, all right, these pulleys. And what those pulleys do is you pull that string back, they store the energy that will thrust that arrow forward and put it into the target. On a long bow or a recurve bow, let's say you're pulling back 70 pounds of pressure, you're going to have to pull back and hold that 70 pounds of pressure back. Where on a compound bow, like this one that I'm shooting right here, when I pull it back here in a minute, you'll notice it'll break, okay? And they call that the let-off on the bow. And what that means is I've got this bow set on 70 pounds. Now that's quite a bit. I just had it set on 70 pounds for a long time, and that's what I normally shoot with. I can still sit in the deer stand and pull the bow back setting down with 70 pounds of pressure on it, okay? When I can't do that anymore, I'll just drop it down because on compound bows, you can kind of drop the as far as how hard it is to pull the bow back, the poundage on the bow, you can just kind of drop it down, 70, 65, 60, and even down there like 60, 55, still plenty enough to kill a deer, okay? So right now I'm still shooting 70 pounds of pressure, but what that means is when I pull this bow back, and what I was talking about when it breaks here in a minute, then I'm only holding 20% of the pressure back. These cams are holding the other 80%. So that strain that I had pulling it back, I'm not really having to hold it back that much. Now, why is that important? Well, when you're bow hunting, well, for one, it's not as hard to hold the bow back, right? And when you're bow hunting, you know, a lot of times, what I've told you in the past on different episodes when it comes to deer hunting is movement. Movement, when you're up in the deer stand, movement, and then, of course, hunt the wind, right? Because that's one of their biggest detectors on a deer is the nose and the wind, but movement. So you're going to get the deer in there pretty close, and you don't want to have, you know, you got a lot of movement to have to pull the bow back. So when the deer comes in, you're going to wait until they kind of get their head behind a tree or they turn the other direction and turn and look. Then that's when you're going to pull your bow back and pull your arrow back and get ready for the shot. Well, then you've got to wait for them to walk out and acquire your target, you know, hopefully broadsided out there and you're ready to shoot. So you may be having to hold that bow back for several seconds. And so when you have an 80% let off, like on this bow, that means a lot because I'm only holding back 20% of the pressure. So there's you a couple of tricks and a couple of tips about that as far as the bow makeup and all. Now let's talk about the arrows. This is my quiver and these quivers will detach. This one kind of comes down just like that right there. Okay, I'll set this down real quick. Take out these arrows. Show you something real quick. So there's two different types of broadheads. There is what they call an expandable broadhead, and there, I'm just gonna put my quiver down there, and then there is a fixed blade broadhead. I shoot both. There's pros and cons to both. One is on this fixed blade, it's got an inch and an eighth cut when it goes in and it hits the target, it'll cut 1 1/8 hole, where this expandable right here will expand out to a 2-inch hole. Now that's important if you didn't make a good shot, but you know, your responsibility as a hunter is to make the cleanest shot that you can, right? And so if you make a good shot, it's not going to matter which one of these you use, all right? So I kind of shoot both. It doesn't really matter. Now this other right here is a target tip. The one thing that you want to do, I sight my bow in using this target tip. I shoot 100 grain broadhead. They make them 125 grain and so on, but I shoot 100 grain. That's what I would recommend. And this target tip is 100 grain. So make sure that matches the same weight as your broadhead, right? And so this is what you'll use to practice with. I use a carbon arrow. That's what I like to use. I mean, there's aluminum arrows out there, but I think a carbon arrow flies better and you can reuse it several times. Now up here in the rocks, up in the hills, sometimes you can't reuse it if you miss your shot because you'll hit a rock. But anyway, so let me set these down real quick. Okay, sitting there on the ground. And let me pick the bow back up. Now, when you're bow hunting, and you get up in the tree, you pull your bow up, you get up there and you're going to knock your arrow, they call it. Be really careful because you're going to have a broadhead on the end of that you don't nick this string with your broadhead, because you know what will happen if you nick the string? This all will come apart. That would be a bad day. So don't nick the string. Put your knock your arrow into here. Put this string back there. There we go. So I've got my arrow knocked. Now, most bow hunters use a release. This right here is what I call, it's a finger release, wraps around your wrist, okay, a wrist release. And so it uses a trigger. Now watch this, I keep my finger behind the trigger and then I shoot with a loop on my bowstring and I click that right into there. And you kind of push it forward. Now, here's the thing, when you're pulling back this bowstring, make sure your finger is behind that trigger release, because you don't want to put it in front because it requires very little pressure to release it from the bowstring. So that's one thing you want to always bear in mind, is to put your index finger, your trigger finger, behind that and keep it behind it when you pull it back. Don't move your finger to the trigger, just like shooting a rifle or anything else, until you're ready to let the arrow fly, okay? And so when you pull back, here's the thing, you're going to keep a very loose grip on the front of your bow. So like when I pull back in a minute, I mean, I'll literally be able to do this. I've just got the pressure in between the crease of my index finger and my thumb. And the reason why, because if you grip this, you're going to be causing tension, and it's going to kind of make your bow quiver. So you don't grip that real hard. You just pull it back, and trust me, when you let the arrow fly, it'll be just fine when you pull on that. Because here's the thing, an arrow isn't near as forgiving as a bullet is, okay, as far as when you're, you know, if you make a little bit of a movement. So let's pull this back here, put it back down there. So I've got my string here, we'll pull this back. Now watch the let off on this bow. Did you see it break away there, right there towards the end? So I'm only holding about 20% of the pressure back. Make sure your left arm, if you're right-handed, make sure your left arm is kind of crooked a little bit. Don't push it into the string. You want a little bit of a bend in it. And then of course, here's the deal. My string is touching my nose, all right? I'm keeping it straight. My fingers out here on the end, you can see they're very loose. I've just kind of got a very loose grip on there. Now I've acquired the target. I'll move my finger around. There we go. Let the arrow fly. Just like when you're shooting a rifle, but more importantly when you're shooting a bow, and just like golf or baseball with a club or a bat, you want to make sure and have a good follow through. So when you let that arrow fly, don't do this. Don't jerk around to see if you hit the deer or hit the target, because if you do, it's a natural instinct almost to want to see if you hit the target. Just keep yourself calm, pull the trigger back, make a good follow through, and you'll be able to see, you know, what's happening out there, okay? And then that way you don't throw your arrow off. So there are some good quick tips. There's a lot more to tell you about bow hunting, so maybe in a future episode we can do that. You know, a lot of times we can feel the strain, just like this bowstring, in our own life from time to time. You know, we see things happening and our first reaction is usually to say, Lord, why is this happening to me? Hey, but if you feel strain or tension in your life, just take a deep breath and remember, God is in control. Whatever it is, God will use it. He could be using this very thing to prepare you or even to help someone else. Look at Joseph. Remember how he had a dream about his brothers bowing down to him in the book of Genesis? You know, they despised him for it and wanted him dead. But instead, they threw him in a pit and were going to leave him there for dead, but decided to sell him off as a slave. And that was just to get rid of him. You know, Joseph had been betrayed, sold as a slave, and now in prison. Now, that's what I call some tension. With good reason, he could have asked, "Why me, Lord? Why is this happening?" But all the while, God was working. He had a plan from the beginning. He used Joseph to make the land of Egypt profitable, and they alone were able to withstand the widespread famine that was to come. You know, it was that very famine that brought Joseph's brothers to beg for help, not realizing it was their brother they were asking for help from. You know, eventually the family was reunited and all of the Israelites, God's people, were giving a safe place with food and resources near Egypt to grow and multiply as the Lord had commanded. Joseph told his brothers in Genesis 50 and 20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Hey, listen, God has a target in mind. He has a plan. And if it requires some tension and strain in our lives to get us where we need to be or to accomplish that goal, hey, so be it. When the time is right, His Spirit will propel us like that arrow forward. Hey, as you're out in the woods with your bow, remember this. You know, hey, as you pull that string back, calm down, breathe, and trust the Lord. If you've never put your faith in Jesus, I'd like to invite you to do that today. The Bible says that if we declare Jesus is our Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we will be saved. You know, I pray that you'll do that today and surrender to the Lord. And if you'd like to know more about what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus and to follow Him throughout your life, I would love for you to check out Follow. Go to follow.lifeword.org and begin that journey today. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and thanks for watching. Don't miss the next episode coming out soon, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors. Told you.
Bullseye.
I think I'm ready. Let's head to the woods.